So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf regarding various interactions between a chaver, someone who is scrupulous regarding tumah, and an ama aretz. Ein oisin chalas ama aretz betahara. A chaver may not separate chala on behalf of an ama aretz because the dough is assumed to be tummy, and as Rashi explains, hakayin yismach ala gabel. The kayin might rely on the chaver and wrongly assume that the chala is tar. Aval oisin isis chulav betahara. The chaver may initially knead his dough for him before it could have become tameh, and then separate chala on his behalf and place it in a utensil that cannot become tameh and is not usually used for chala, and thereby isle hekera, the ama aretz will be mindful of the dough's purity. Furthermore, ukshaba ama aretz litel noitel eshtein ve'inocheshesh. He can give both to the ama aretz and rely that he will not touch the chala, as the Gemara explains, because damrinan le chazi inoges ba hadrulativla. He warns him that the dough will be considered untaif if he defiles the chala and the tikkuni kumachavin. We're confident that he will comply because he's trying to separate chala properly. Similarly, oisin zeisim chula b'tahara, v'noit lemene kedei truma ve'enachayshish. He may press olives for an ama aretz and then separate truma, and he can rely on the ama aretz not to defile the oil, because as the Gemara explains, manach le b'klei glalim b'klei avonim b'klei adama. He places them into earthenware or stone vessels which cannot become tame, and therefore isle hekera, he will remember their pure status. The Gemara explains that these leniencies were instituted mishum kedei chayev de gavel or mishum kedei chayev de badad, to ensure a sufficient livelihood for the kneader and the olive presser. The Mishnah continues, Machzikin yidei akum b'shvias avoloi al dei Yisrael. We may support the efforts of non-Jewish farmers during Shemitah, which the Gemara explains to mean, lememer lehu achzuki be'alma, to wish them well, because they're not obligated in Shemitah. But this may not be done for a Jewish farmer, since he's transgressing Shemitah. However, ein oidrin ima akum b'shvias, a Jew may not help a non-Jew with the actual work, such as hoeing during Shemitah. The Mishnah concludes, B'shoyelin b'shloiman m'mnei darki shalom. We greet and inquire as to the well-being of non-Jews to ensure peaceful coexistence. Although this is obvious, because hashtag zuki mechazkinon shoyel m'shloiman m'baya, if we may wish them well, we may certainly greet them. However, the Mishnah is referring to Yom Chagam, their holiday, and teaching us that although lo yikonis adam lebeisei shel oved kechavim b'yom idoy v'yitn leishalem, dilma ozel umayda, although one may not enter their house and greet them on their holiday, because this may cause him to thank his deity, however, metzoy b'shuk, noisn loy, b'safar rafa u'b'kevid reish, if he meets an akum in the street, he may greet him in a subdued manner. However, the Braisa cautions, in koiflin shalom lo oved kechavim. Once is sufficient for darkei shalom, and there's no need to repeat the greeting. The Gemara adds a related halacha. Kaiflin shalom lemelech, one should greet a king with a double expression. For this reason, Geneva greeted the Chacham by repeating, Shlama aleichu malki, Shlama aleichu malki, because Rabban and Ikr melachim, the Chacham are referred to as kings, as the Pasuk says, Bi melachim yimleichu. Hanulach hanizakin, we have Baruch Hashem completed the fifth parak, and begin the sixth parak, Ha'emer be'ez Hashem. This parak deals primarily with the halachas of shlichas, the ability to give or accept a get through an agent. There are two types of agents, shlich lohaylocha, an agent appointed by the husband to deliver the get to his wife. In this case, the divorce is effective only when the shlich actually delivers the get to the woman or her agent, because he's the husband's agent. Shlich likabala, an agent appointed by the wife to accept the get from her husband. In this case, the divorce is effective as soon as the shlich receives the get, because he's the wife's agent. Zok the Mishnah, ha'imir, hiskabel get zele ishti, oy hoylich get zele ishti. If a husband appoints an agent to deliver a get to his wife, whether he uses the expression accepted for her or take it to her, imrotz alachzer yachzer, he can retract the get until it is received by his wife, because the agent is a shlich lohaylocha, and the get becomes effective only when the wife actually receives it. The Gemara explains that if he says hoylich get zeh le'ishti, his intention is certainly for the agent to be a shlich le'alacha. However, if he says hiskabel get zeh le'ishti, it can be understood two ways. His intention is for the agent to act as a shlich le'kabbala. And since he did not appoint him a shlich le'alacha, and since a husband cannot appoint a shlich le'kabbala, who by definition is the wife's agent, because as Rashi explains the get chayvula, ve'in chayvin la'adam el medaitoi. Therefore, this agent is neither a shlich le'alacha nor a shlich le'kabbalah, and the get is not valid at all, even if the wife actually receives it. However, the Mishnah teaches that it's not so. Rather, his intention is for the agent to act as a shlich le'alacha, as Rashi explains, his kabbal v'haylich kamar. He meant to say accept and deliver the get as a shlich le'alacha, because he knows that a husband cannot appoint a shlich le'kabbalah. Therefore, the get is valid when the wife actually receives it, and until such time, he can retract. The Mishnah continues, Ha'isha sha'amru hiskaba ligiti. If a woman appoints an agent to accept her get from her husband, emrotza lachzer lo yachzer, the husband cannot retract his decision once the get is received by the shliach, because he is a shliach likabbalah, and the get already became effective when the shliach receives it. The Gemara explains that it actually depends on what the husband says to the shlich le'kabbalah when he gives him the get. If he says, "Iskabel getz el ishti," or if he says, "Heilich getz el ishti," his intention is certainly for the agent to act as a shlich le'kabbalah. However, if he says, "Heilich getz el ishti," it depends. According to the opinion, "Heilich kezachi dami," it means, "Take it and acquire it as a shlich le'kabbalah." But according to the opinion, "Heilich lav kezachi dami," it means, "Deliver it as a shlich le'halacha. I don't want you to act as a shlich le'kabbalah." This would be similar to the next halacha of the Mishnah. Lefikachem amar loy habal, I efshi shet te kabbalah, ella hoylech vetela. The husband explicitly insists that the agent act in the capacity of a shlich le'halacha, and rotzalach so yachzer, because the get is not effective immediately. The Gemara now determines who can serve as a shliach. Pshita ish hav a shlich le'halacha, shekein baal moylech ged le'ishtoi. A man can certainly serve as a shlich le'alacha, just as the husband himself can deliver the get. Similarly, v'isha hav a shlich le'kabbalah, shekein isha mekabelas gita miyad baila. A woman can certainly serve as a shlich le'kabbalah, just as the wife herself can accept the get. However, ish le'kabbalah v'isha le'alacha mai. It's unclear whether a woman can be a shlich le'alacha, or if a man can be a shlich le'kabbalah. Because hu atzmoy lav bar kabbalah hu shar zacharim nami. Perhaps a man cannot be a shlich le'kabbalah just as the husband cannot accept the get, and a woman cannot be a shlich le'alacha just as a wife cannot give a get. After citing several mishnayos, the Gemara concludes that ish ve'isha, both a man and a woman, can serve as both a shlich le'alacha and a shliach le'kabbalah.